Welcome to Adelaide Plains Chapter and Verse monthly podcast for all aspiring wordsmiths and versifiers.
And this week, the boss isn't here. Carolyn has a car problem, so she's stuck in Malala. Oh, so we're going to make do.
Cats away.
Yes, exactly. So we have
Marilyn.
Yes,
I'm
here.
And Michelle, hello.
And
I haven't been here before.
We have, I think,
have
but
I?
It was about a year ago. And me, Jenny. So we'll kick off writer's news. And this week is the 200th birthday of Emily Bronte.
Oh.
So her birthday is on the 30th of July.
Well, for her age, I always think.
Yes, doesn't she? She's aging very well. And next week is J.K. Rowling's birthday.
It's nice to celebrate someone who's still alive.
Yes, it is someone who's actually alive to celebrate their birthday. It's also the 150th anniversary of the publication of Wilkie Collins' The Moonstone.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, I thought that would be a book you would enjoy.
I loved it, yes.
Yes, yeah. So I was reading about that last night.
So it was one of the original detective fictions.
Yes, yes. Sort of suspense detective.
So that's a book that stands up. Over the years, that one.
Yes. Do you know they've just done a recent adaptation of The Woman in White?
No.
A BBC adaptation.
Ah, really?
Yeah, that was just shown in England this year.
Okay, I'll watch out for that.
Okay, so that's that news. The writer's tip, which is this week's month's writer's tip, is coming from one of our festival writers, Tracy Crisp.
So, I need to ask Tracy just for a writing tip.
Well, I think it was what I began the workshop with probably, is the hint from Neil Gaiman, actually, about just finishing things. You must finish things. To find out what you needed to know, just finish. So that's actually my... that really changed my attitude to working, and I think, yeah, that's it. Hot tip.
And that takes us to the word of the day, and this one I really liked. It's copulash.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
It's when you get hit by a policeman.
Capelash.
Oh, sorry.
Capelash.
Capelash. Okay.
It's from a dictionary of 14th century words that were in use. It was put out over 100 years, 200 years ago.
Yeah.
So the dictionary itself is quite old.
So
but it's been 14th century. Yeah, so it's been out. And it's just abusive language. But it doesn't give a meaning to allow them to say it was abusive language. But he got in disgrace for stealing library books from Trinity College, Cambridge.
Oh, wow.
So,
I admire it
as well. He didn't have a habit of chopping them up and pasting bits into his scrapbook, so he was a bit distracted with it also.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I think is far worse. Okay, and the topic for this month, we'll move straight on because we've got a lot to talk about, is the festival. Talk away. What was your highlight?
Well, I was really pleased with the introduction to podcasting. I thought Cody Davies did a good job of explaining to people what a podcast is and was, and generally working up a bit of enthusiasm in the room for podcasting. He was a bit preaching to the converted, but
yes.
I think that even so, some of us need a bit of a prod.
Yes, we do too.
Well, it worked because I went in the following week and I said to my friend who I've been trying to get him to podcast, I said, right, we're doing it. So we actually did a podcast. So, you know, you might have been preaching to the converted, but he certainly put the wind up a few people, which is good.
And I finally worked out how to get podcasts up on the website. So,
yes,
which is something I've been meant to do for a while. So
that's great.
Mastered that. So I'm feeling really happy with myself over that. So, yes, it did definitely was a bit of a call to action. And Michelle, what was your highlight?
It wasn't that there was a particular workshop that was a highlight. I love Tracy Crisp. I thought Thursday was really good. Also because I discovered the Two Worlds Library, which was right next door, and they were hosting that. I think what I just loved about it was the general feeling of the whole festival. Just, I mean, I couldn't make Friday because, as usual, work interferes with my life. But Thursday was really lovely, and then we had the launch, which was really great. But the Saturday, I just felt like all the workshops were fabulous.
There was a good vibe on Saturday.
Yeah, I was really inspired by Wendy Noble. So she helped me, well, without meaning to. I sort of realised that, you know, a story I'm writing, that I could take it in a completely different direction, and that worked. But it's just lovely to get together with like-minded people,
it
I
is.
Think.
Yes.
I just love that. Yeah.
For me, that's what the festival's really about more than anything, is I think getting like-minded people. And I think, you know, having for years been sitting at home writing on my own, it was very lonely.
Yeah, well, and it I love lonely writing.
Which is really the conundrum of it, isn't it? Because really you're observing people, you're observing life, you're putting your twist to it, and in order to do that you have to lock yourself away in a room by yourself. So yeah, it is that. So there are few, I mean, we're lucky we've got the writers group, which is lovely, but I just think it's lovely to know that there are people who want to get together and want to talk and want to share at all different levels, really.
Yes.
Yeah. It all went well. I really enjoyed the Friday one, but that was because, I suppose, in a way I feel a bit guilty because I think in the end it probably was more benefit to me than most other people. But it's a lovely day out at Mallowar.
I think Barry Naylor went to that one.
Yes, Barry went to that one.
Yes, because he's very much into the history of Gawler.
Yes. Talking to Peter Duncan was good. I think it helped. And he gave away some free books at the end, which is lovely.
Oh, so gosh.
A History of Kapunda, which has a photo of Manhattan. But I was more interested really in the topic, and it made me think, I've really got to get back on to working on the World War One story that I shelved. So, but instead I'm working on a Victorian one that probably should be shelved. So I haven't been very productive since the festival. I think I'm still...
Recovering.
Yeah. So that's interesting, whereas I've probably been the opposite. But then I wasn't planning it. I just got to absorb all the lovely information and go off and do it.
Overall, the workshops were really interesting. The Sunday morning was really, really good. I think we need to publicise the Yarn Circle. I think it's not... People don't know what it is, which is a problem. It's a nice name, but it doesn't convey a lot.
Yeah.
Dale was great.
How did that go? Like, what happened at the Yarning Circle?
That was the last year. We were at the plant nursery and we sat and he talked and we sort of asked questions.
So he talks about what?
He talked about a whole lot of issues as an Aboriginal educator, family, his own family. He told us his own background and story. And as some of the political issues at the moment and social problems and things I wasn't aware of. Apparently every single juvenile in detention in Northern Territory is Aboriginal. Every single one.
Oh wow.
Shocking. Some of the statistics are shocking. And he talked about the generational trauma.
Oh absolutely. Yeah.
And a little bit about the Ghana. It was really interesting. He talked about so much.
Yes.
And as you said, he said, and I thought this was lovely, he could talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles. So that went really well, that was great. I really enjoyed that. He enjoys talking.
Yes. So was it very interactive, that yarning circle?
Yes. Yeah, it was. We sat around a table, which is basically, it was just discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll move on. And finally, the listener's challenge. And now this is a total change of subject and unrelated to everything else. But the Gawler icons, and I discovered recently that one thing Gawler is famous for is being the home of chicken salt.
I never knew that.
I had no, and I love chicken salt.
Yeah, me too.
I can tell you what. Did we get a discount with being Gawleradians or Gawlerites?
I think they put
mail on
your chips for free.
Unfortunately, they do. I can't eat chips anymore because of chicken salt. There's no pain to me eating chips.
Do you know there's actually no chicken in chicken salt, someone told me. It's just flavour. There's no chicken in it.
There's no chicken in it, no.
No, just the chemicals. So that's the listener's challenge for this month, is chicken salt.
Oh, wow, that's a challenge and a half.
Yes.
I think the challenge is to just go have some chips with chicken salt on it and contemplate the chicken salt from Gawler.
Yes. Do you know who the...
It was like a hamburger shop or something in Gawler that started doing it in the 70s,
Okay.
And it was the owner of the shop. No, it was a chicken business, sorry. And he had a chicken business, but he was also had a little shop on the side where he'd sell chicken and chips or something.
Yeah.
And he just made it with salt mix.
Oh, really?
On the chips.
Yeah. when I say I'm from Gawler, I'll be able to add the home of
chicken salt.
Yes,
we will. Maybe Gawler Council needs to do is do a giant chicken salt
Stop for your chicken salt.
Get your genuine Gawler chicken salt.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll wrap it up there, I think.
Yeah.
On that,
on that note of pondering.
On that flavour.
We say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.